708 FM Talk 1065. Well, they did it. They landed it on Mars.
Now that we've landed, we start an initial assessment phase. So the first thing we'll do is assess the health of our spacecraft and then the health of the instruments that went with us, and then look at our landing site. We've got the first picture down, very much thanks to Marco. And now we want to look at it in more detail and understand where can we place the instruments on the surface to get the best science return.
There is Elizabeth Barrett, InSight Science System Engineer, talking about the landing controlled crash. 7 minutes of terror, whatever it was yesterday, as they landed the it's been in flight for how many, 7 months or something like that, to get there, and now touched down on the surface of Mars.
Can you imagine being in charge of landing a $1 billion machine from a planet away?
You know, and then it'd be, and you'd be the one landing it, and somebody'd be saying, "Hey, man, what are we doing for the Christmas party? Shut up, man! I've landed the landed a $1 billion exploration craft here." You know, people be bothering you and something. Hey, let me quit looking over my shoulder, man. I got this. All right. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, President Trump on the Gulf Coast yesterday evening. We'll talk about that as well. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. A quick update from the West Coast and new numbers that are in regarding the campfire death toll. That number has increased to 88 people, while at this hour, 203 people remain missing. We'll keep you updated on that. And in case you missed the tail end of our last hour, U.S. forces in Afghanistan, they do confirm that three American service members have been killed in a roadside bombing in Ghazni province. That news being tweeted out about 45 minutes ago. And I am on President Trump's Twitter feed, and he has not issued a statement as of yet, but I'm sure that will be coming down the pike as well. Also this, because I know we get caught up in the holidays, sometimes we miss some headlines. This is another important headline, as we now know more information about the soldier from Washington State who was killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. 25-year-old Army Sergeant Leandro A.S. Jasso died Saturday during combat operations in Helmand Province. That is in Afghanistan. He was from Leavenworth, Washington, and assigned to the 2nd Battalion at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The governor there has issued a statement saying that we are profoundly grateful for his service and his sacrifice. He was wounded by small arms fire and was treated and evacuated to the nearest medical treatment facility, where he died. It's a tough time for our troops, and we never want to forget the sacrifice that they make for us here back in country, or as they say, in Kona. So those are your headlines. They're kind of national and international, but I wanted to bring you up to speed as to what has been happening the last few days or so. During our next news headline, we'll tell you more about former Governor Robert Bentley and the homicide investigation happening right now in Citronelle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The State Bureau of Investigation has taken over a high-profile Thanksgiving night shooting. 21-year-old Mantic Bradford Jr. was shot and killed inside the River Chase Galleria in Hoover near Birmingham. He was believed to be the gunman in a shooting inside the mall that injured two people. But Hoover police announced the next day that Bradford did not fire those shots. During an event at the Capitol, Governor Kay Ivey was asked about the shooting.
It's a tragic situation. The SBI has taken over the case. They're working it. Stay tuned.
Mobile Fire Rescue is expecting big news today. Firefighters will find out whether their insurance rating improves later this morning. An improved rating could lower insurance rates for homeowners and business owners in Mobile. And there's at least one more year to cruise out of the port city. Mobile's mayor and city council members held a news conference announcing the signing of a new contract with Carnival. It extends the Carnival Fantasy stay in Mobile through November of next year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around. Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 7:13 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for getting your day started with us right here on Mobile Mornings. Now it's time for the sports report. On Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans won their eighth game in a row by defeating the Tennessee Titans 34-17. Texans running back Lamar Miller had 162 yards rushing on 12 carries, including a franchise record 97-yard run in the second quarter after the Texans stopped the Titans on fourth and one.
So now Lamar Miller able to get out of the hole. Miller, could he? Vaccaro's chasing. Lamar Miller all the way. Wire to wire. 97 yards of glory.
And that is the longest run in the NFL since Lamar Miller ran the same length for a touchdown back in 2014 when he was with the Dolphins. Miller is the only player now in league history with two career rushing touchdowns of 95 yards or longer. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota completed 22 of 23 passes for 303 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. He completed his first 19 passes before an incompletion with just more than a minute remaining. Texans now 8-3 after they began the season 0-3, while the Titans record drops to 5-6. Yesterday was a busy day for another AFC South team. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett and benched starting quarterback Blake Bortles after the Jags dropped their seventh straight game on Sunday. Coach Doug Marrone said that backup Cody Kessler will take over at quarterback for the rest of the season, while Scott Milanovic will step into the role of offensive coordinator. Milanovic was hired as the team's quarterbacks coach last season after Hackett was promoted to offensive coordinator. And hours after that news, the league suspended running back Leonard Fournette for one game for fighting in Jacksonville's loss to Buffalo on Sunday. Fournette left the sideline and threw a punch at Bills defensive end Shaq Lawson.
You're not supposed to do that?
You can't do that. No.
Okay, just checking.
They will penalize you if you throw a punch at another player.
Just want to see.
In college football news, former Oklahoma Sooners coach Bob Stoops shot down rumors that Auburn University power brokers have met with him about replacing Gus Malzahn as the Tigers' head coach. Josh Moon of the Alabama Reporter and FootballScoop.com reported that some important people with Auburn met with Stoops a few weeks ago. Stoops denied those reports adamantly in an interview yesterday with USA Today. Mack Brown is headed back to North Carolina. ESPN reported Monday that Brown has agreed to terms to replace Larry Fedora as the next football head coach with the Tar Heels. Fedora was fired Sunday after going 45-43 in seven seasons at UNC. The longtime University of Texas coach Brown is 67 years old now. His record is 244-122-1 in 30 seasons as a head coach. Brown has served as an ESPN college football analyst for the past 5 years. He was 69-46-1 at North Carolina during his first stint with the team from 1988 to 1997. Brown led the Tar Heels to winning seasons in each of his last 8 years, including top 10 finishes in the polls during his final two seasons in 1996 and 1997. And the Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday. First, they brought back former Brave Brian McCann with a one-year contract for $2 million. The 34-year-old catcher played for the Braves from 2005 to 2013. He's a seven-time All-Star and won a World Series with the Houston Astros in 2017. Then later yesterday, the Braves signed free agent third baseman and former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson to a one-year $23 million contract. The 32-year-old batted a combined 246 with 8 home runs and 23 RBI in 52 games for Cleveland and Toronto last season. He missed more than 3 months in the middle of the year with a lingering calf injury. Donaldson was born in Pensacola but moved to Mobile for high school with the Rams and then played college ball at Auburn. He's a 3-time All-Star and won the American League MVP Award in 2015. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Festool Roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Festool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Festool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Festool Roadshow November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Festool precision unmatched.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling now. Airport, Schillinger, and Three Notch. Also along Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. Traveling in from Fairhope and Daphne along 98. A good ride. 31 Spanish Fort coming in from Albus and across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. More from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. A cold one today. Actually, the icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon, in the upper 20s as they got started this morning, heading for high in the 50s. But by the end of the week, how about a high pushing upper 70s? We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that in just about 15 minutes. Also, as we count down the days, and I'm not saying shopping days because I think all days are shopping days between now and Christmas, counting down the days to Christmas, and yeah, these are the days you get your shopping done in. How about you save some time? It doesn't matter if it's Cyber Monday or Black Friday or Small Business Saturday or whatever Wednesday. It can be Harry's Day every day through December 12th for free shipping and on through Christmas for a gift idea. Been telling you about Harry's, shaving with them for years and years and years now. Here's your chance to, number one, check out Harry's for yourself. Number two, give it as a gift. Harry's makes long-lasting quality products, super reasonable prices. Heck, they got a 4.5 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot. And here's the deal. You get a great shave and you save money and a practical gift for that guy on your list that's hard to shop for. You're not going to get him socks or a sweater, right? I mean, they don't need those. But they do need a great shave. And a special offer for fans of the show. We partnered with Harry's to give y'all $5 off any shave set, including the limited edition holiday set, when you go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE at checkout. Plus, you'll get free shipping. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Here's what you get. Each Harry's shaving set set comes with an ergonomic weighted handle, plus you can engrave that for a gift item. German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave. Their foaming shave gel for a rich lather. Travel cover to protect your blades when they go in the dop kit there. A handsome holiday gift box. And if you're there and you want something for yourself, that's fine. I'm not here to judge. You can redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality shave before you commit. Get your holiday shopping done early. Free shipping ends December 12th, so act now. Go to harrys.com and enter our code MOBILE to get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. It's harrys.com. Make sure to use our code MOBILE. 7:23 in time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. The investigation continues into the death of a woman in Citronelle, her body found in a home engulfed in flames. Authorities confirmed that she was shot before her home burned, and new this morning, we now know that one of her dogs actually survived. A fire happened back on November the 20th at a home on Robert Walker Road. An autopsy revealed the woman was fatally shot prior to the fire, and now the Mobile County Sheriff's Office says that they are investigating this case as a homicide. They think the victim may be Candy Jansen Newbern. Originally, it was thought that one of her dogs had died in the fire, but that dog had been rescued by a neighbor. MCSO arranged for the dog to be treated by a local veterinarian. Now, they are requesting, though, if you have any information about the crime, to call 251-574-8633. Former Governor Robert Bentley back in the news thanks to new information involving a lawsuit filed against him. According to court records, Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin has now set a March 4th trial date for this case. You have that on your calendar, Sean?
No, I do. I'm counting down the days, yes.
Almost like Christmas, right?
Yeah, kind of, in a different way.
Yeah, I'm going to totally leave that alone. So if you are new to the scene, as they say, the former governor's former law enforcement secretary, Spencer Collier, is accusing Mr. Bentley of wrongfully firing him and then trying to discredit him with a state investigation that was non-existent, as he calls it. Collier is also accusing Bentley of interfering in law enforcement business. Mr. Bentley says Collier was dismissed, quote, for cause. So if you're keeping up, a day after being fired by then-Governor Bentley, Collier publicly accused the governor of having an inappropriate relationship with a woman named Rebecca Mason before his divorce. The scandal, as they're calling it, engulfed Mr. Bentley, who then resigned last year. He pleaded to misdemeanor charges rather than face impeachment hearings. So the judge in this case, the circuit court judge, says both sides better notify him if they happen to reach a settlement. And as Sean so eloquently told us last hour, guess who's paying and footing this exorbitant bill?
Yeah, so we've been paying and will pay if this goes to trial. So we've been paying the legal expenses of the former governor of the state, Robert Bentley. We, the taxpayers, all of us, we've been paying for that. And if this goes to trial March 4th, oh yeah, we're on the hook for that.
So all of us who have to put in time for vacation time and pay bills.
Do without certain things.
Right.
Your children might do without certain things. You know, your 5% state tax for the state of Alabama. That some portion there goes to former Dr. Governor Robert Bentley.
Thanks.
The cool sculptor, I call him.
But no thanks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yep. So I do have a feeling that... This is a guess. I mean, I have no inside information, just kind of human nature thing, that if this goes to trial on March 4th, number one, you have the depositions beforehand. Number two, you'll have the testimony in court where that will be on public record. You got to imagine all the things that came up during the move towards impeachment, the 100-some-odd-page document about, that the study found that the Alabama House and Senate put out. All those things would be part of the case against Robert Bentley coming from Spencer Collier. Mm-hmm. You would think, now once again, I could be wrong, Bentley has zigged what I would have zagged.
Like when you spotted him in Las Vegas recently?
Well, I didn't, but other people had spotted him.
Your eyes. Back,
yeah, if y'all didn't catch that show, you can go back on our social media and all that. Mm-hmm. Picture of the former governor of the state and Rebecca Mason out kicking it in Las Vegas.
In Sin City.
Yes, believe it there. But if you're Bentley, do you want this to go back to trial? Because there's a chance it'll settle beforehand for whatever it is. But it goes back to trial. All that information would probably come back out in that trial proceeding. So
sorted.
Yeah, is that exactly what you want? But once again, I to say I know what he's going to do and when, I don't completely understand him. So.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Because you tend to be the Encyclopedia Britannica on this conversation. Do they have children, Rebecca Mason and her husband, John?
John Mason? I don't think so, but I don't know that for a fact. I don't think so.
And the Bentley children are grown?
Grown, yeah, okay. Older. Okay. Yeah, older children. So it's, and by the way, we dug into this after that, it's been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when we got that picture from Las Vegas of Bentley and Mason walking through. I think they're walking through the airport there, mm-hmm. going.
McCarran
there's some
airport.
There's some, McCarran Airport. There's some dermatological convention going on. I don't know if Celine Dion was playing at the same time out there.
She's got really great skin.
Yes, so
she's always playing.
She got it. She got it. Okay, they could have seen Celine while they were out there, because that was years ago. If y'all didn't follow this, that was one of the original spottings of the governor and Ms. Mason. So they were out there for that. We got that picture, and the question came up: Are is she still married? Remember?
Uh huh.
We did our research as best we could between now and then, and we found out that. Looks like John Mason and Rebecca Mason still married.
Yeah.
Still married. And so there you go.
No news of any divorce filings anyway.
So there you go. All right. 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk more about that this week on Midday Mobile. Also, President Trump coming to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Biloxi, he'd stopped a couple places. I think he was in Tupelo and then down to Biloxi as he's campaigning for Cindy Hyde Smith. For U.S. Senate. Here's the president from last night.
We need the people of Mississippi to go to the polls and elect Sidney Hyde Smith so that we can continue doing what we're doing, which is frankly unprecedented. What's happening is unprecedented. Look, what's the simple two words? It's called America First.
I know it's been a long day, but Cindy Hyde Smith, not Sydney.
Wait, the two rallies within 3 hours of each other.
Yeah, that's, it would make you say Sydney when you mean Cindy. 729, check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Voters in Mississippi head to the polls today. They'll decide who will represent the state in the U.S. Senate. President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail in Mississippi Monday for Republican Cindy Hyde Smith. His visit to the state included a stop in Biloxi.
She loves our military. She loves our vets.
Hyde Smith faces Democratic challenger Mike Espy in today's runoff. A father is in jail this morning charged with shooting his daughter during what police describe as a custody exchange. 39-year-old Robert Hooper is charged with attempted murder. Police believe Hooper fired shots into a car his daughter was riding in Sunday night on Interstate 10 near the Virginia Street exit. Police in Alberta are looking for a group of thieves caught on camera stealing from cars, and in at least three cases, stealing the car itself. Video from the Wolf Run neighborhood shows at least five people rummaging through the vehicles in the neighborhood for about an hour and a half. Similar thefts were reported in Daphne, Foley, and Orange Beach. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Three American service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Three others and a civilian contractor wounded when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device near Ghazni. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr is getting information for us.
This is an area where the Taliban have been resurgent in recent weeks. That's not unusual. The Taliban have been coming back in certain areas across Afghanistan. The U.S. had to send troops into the Ghazni area recently to try and help Afghan forces retain control of the area.
No names or other information have been released yet. The polls are open in Mississippi for the last voting of the midterm elections, a U.S. Senate seat in a special runoff. Either Republican Cindy Hyde Smith or Democrat Mike Espy will fill the final 2 years of the Senate seat vacated by Thad Cochran. Consumer shopping the last few days caused a healthy rebound on Wall Street yesterday, but an hour before the opening bell today, pre-market trading shows deepening losses right across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Now that Amazon has pretty much taken over online sales, it's now on track to take over online advertising and change the way business is done on Madison Avenue. The online retailer has ascended to the number three spot in the U.S. digital ad market behind Alphabet's Google and Facebook. Though Amazon has just 4% of the market now, the company is expanding its avenues for marketers and hiring aggressively for its ad unit. Its ad revenue is on pace to double this year to $5.8 billion. The Wall Street Journal says the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has dropped its financial crimes investigation into disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. As part of the year-long investigation, prosecutors examined whether Weinstein had illegally used company money to pay women who had accused him of sexual misconduct. Campbell Soup has reached a settlement with investor Daniel Loeb that skirts the board coup he sought, but gives him some representation in the boardroom as a packaged foods giant tries to revive its business. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
Begin your Christmas celebration early and find some unique gifts at the St. Lawrence Christmas Bazaar. Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd from 9 to 3, St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 370 South Section in Fair Oak. Over 35 vendors with unique artwork, crafts, and antiques. Over 150 items in a silent auction, pictures and a kids' workshop with Santa, and much more family fun. Don't miss it. St. Lawrence Church, 370 South Section, Fairhope, December 1st and 2nd, 9 to 3.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And y'all say good morning to Dr. Bill. Hey, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. And chilly out there this morning. 33 at our studios. You said the same at the airport, but some places in our area in the 20s.
Yeah, and of course, the cold spot again is at Mount Vernon, up to 26 degrees this morning. But most areas were around 30 degrees and 31, 32 degrees, officially 33 at the airport. 35 was the low downtown. We're going to see one more cold night before we start to see a rapid warm-up here along the Gulf Coast. Today, though, a cool day, only 52, 53 degrees for this afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, back down into the low 30s, and then tomorrow we begin the warming trend. Sunny tomorrow, get up to 58 degrees tomorrow afternoon. That sounds nice and warm, but that's way below normal for this time of the year. Normal should be around 67. But the real warm-up begins on Thursday, partly cloudy up to 70 degrees. Then as we get into Friday, be mostly cloudy, and we've got a chance of a few showers developing on Friday. The high, 75 degrees. Now, Friday night, we'll start to see some widespread rainfall in the area, and that'll continue on through Saturday as a big storm system moves through the center of the nation. It's going to bring a lot of moist air up into our area, so numerous showers for Friday night and Saturday. But Saturday's high will get into the upper 70s. Be a very humid day. Sunday, it looks like the best day of the weekend. It'll be partly cloudy, a few showers, and a high of about 75 degrees. So we've got some warm weather headed our way, and the real mild to warm weather really begins about Thursday.
All right, so a week of two different kind of winter and fall at the same time.
Yeah.
You just get to get one
time of the year. It can be kind of tough with these changes in temperature, falling down to freezing and then warming back up. And in this case, near 80 degrees on Saturday.
So conceivably, some people might have the heat and the air conditioning on in a seven-day period.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the Gulf Coast. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Only place you hear him is right here on the radio, exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. Well, that's not true, because you hear him on our live stream at fmtalk1065.com or through the TuneIn radio app you can use on your smartphone, which somebody was asking me about this yesterday, and I'd do a good job for like two or three days of reminding people about TuneIn Radio, and then I forget to do it because it's like been such a part of my phone for years and years. Y'all, okay, the app is called TuneIn Radio. It is free. Go to iTunes, go to Google Play Store, get the app, TuneIn Radio. Works for Android, works for iPhone, and lets you stream the station. When it opens up, you'll see just click local radio, then click FM Talk 106.5, and you got us right there on your phone.
Yeah, and yesterday I got a call about TuneIn Radio, someone trying to install it on their phone, and asked if you had to pay for it, because there is a premium version, but you do not have to pay for TuneIn Radio. There's a free version that I've been using for years now.
Yeah, and get the regular. Fine. Yeah, like that's what I use, the free version as well. Sure, they probably have a platinum one that does something or other, but like all the features from the streaming to the, if you get a call or a text, it pauses the audio and lets you pick it back up. Also, you can listen to our podcast through the TuneIn Radio app. All that's for free.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, if you feel like you want to get the premium, that's fine, but we just use the plain old version. It does pretty good for us. All right, 7:38, headlines on the way, plus we'll check traffic with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk to John Papagrow, a New Orleans funk musician, about his workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575, and thank you for your service.
I honestly didn't expect John Groh to say yes to an interview. When he said yes, I scrambled to create a relevant tie between being a New Orleans funk musician and the workplace and workforce trends this show focuses on. What I learned from John was to commit to giving it your all, to try to inspire your bandmates, to push them, and be ready to be inspired by them in return. John tells us what it takes to be a busy musician in New Orleans' very competitive music scene. Listen for more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
The Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. New accident without injuries now at airport just east of Cody Road, right in the middle of the roadway. Officers are there. So far, we've had a pretty good start for the 1065 split traveling in from Fairhope to Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. No major backups or delays. The Reese's Senior Bowl tickets make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your shopping done early at SeniorBowl.com or stop by the ticket office at 151 Dolphin Street. Prices start at $10 for the 70th Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
All right, 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, by the way. If you're looking for something else to do online today after you did the Black Friday shopping or the Cyber Monday shopping or Cyber Week shopping, whatever you did, today, Giving Tuesday, reminder about what this season is all about, Christmas time and giving back. Check out the charity's Giving Tuesday going on today. We'll talk more about that coming up. 7:41, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Actually, I'm going to continue the conversation real quickly,
all
Sean,
right,
because that's a great idea. Remind everyone about hashtag Giving Tuesday. I am on Facebook right now, and it says Kelly, because Facebook, knows me. We matched $7 million in donations on Giving Tuesday. They say today, Facebook and PayPal matched $7 million in donations, and you can donate now and make an impact for the causes that matter most to you. And so, of course, you know the way social media is. You have the algorithms, and you have the different connections that you've made in the past, which then link you up to new connections. And based on what I have on my page, it tells me that from a local standpoint, Alvin's Real Men Wear Pink fundraiser is happening. It's a fundraiser for American Cancer Society. They've raised $3,028 of the $2,500 that they set out. They talk about the Title Insurance Company of Mobile, Alabama, Giving Tuesday fundraiser for I Am King Foundation, Teresa's fundraiser for the Learning Tree. So what has happened is your Facebook friends who are giving back, and you know they have already given back and they're using the hashtag, it then is then populating that into your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not quite sure, I know we talked earlier about, yes, it's good to give to the biggies, but don't forget the local guys.
Right. That's the thing. Not to take away, there are good local, national charities, but, you know, by default, I am a homer, and the more a charity does right here at home, the more I know our house, my wife and I are motivated by that, and that's not for everybody, but that is for us, and there are great charities just because you would think, oh, well, they're not big, they're not doing anything Giving Tuesday. Au contraire, check out their websites.
That's right. Yep. That's a really good point. And as we said earlier, make sure you do your homework, understand the mission statement of the various organizations that you may be interested in, and don't just stop giving today. Continue a theme. Tell your friend, tell your family, and continue on. And along those same lines, we told you last hour about how hearts are very heavy across Spanish Fort, and really, the city, the state, and beyond, as funeral services have been announced for 16-year-old Caroline Berry. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she decided... This young lady decided to use her diagnosis as a platform to raise awareness about childhood cancer. So there you go. There's another way that you can give on Giving Tuesday. She used the hashtag #BerryStrong. She died Thanksgiving Day. Her visitation is 9 to 11 this morning at Spanish Fort United Methodist Church, and funeral services are following thereafter. Her family says that please help us to continue to grow Caroline's legacy and her passion for raising awareness and funding for childhood cancer research by donating to her Berry Strong fundraiser through the St. Baldrick's Foundation. So there's another organization that you can give back. This is someone with a local face. I know, Sean, we were talking about our children. My kids went to school with her. Mm-hmm. So this hit us. This really hit us. And then, you know, so many other children know her from social media and how the conversations that are happening around the dinner table. So she will be greatly missed. And just a young, young, vibrant young lady. And we can't forget her.
That's for sure.
Next time we talk, let's talk about what's happening from a General Motors standpoint, why Sean will not say the word Chevy Volt when he goes home today, and a great numbers when it comes to the foster families here adopting children in the state of Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The State Bureau of Investigation has taken over a high-profile Thanksgiving night shooting. 21-year-old Mantic Bradford Jr. was shot and killed inside the River Chase Galleria in Hoover near Birmingham. He was believed to be the gunman in a shooting inside the mall that injured two people. But Hoover police announced the next day that Bradford did not fire those shots. During an event at the Capitol, Governor Kay Ivey was asked about the shooting.
It's a tragic situation. The FBI has taken over the case. They're working it. Stay tuned.
Mobile Fire Rescue is expecting big news today. Firefighters will find out whether their insurance rating improves later this morning. An improved rating could lower insurance rates for homeowners and business owners in Mobile. And there's at least one more year to cruise out of the port city. Mobile's mayor and city council members held a news conference announcing the signing of a new contract with Carnival. It extends the Carnival Fantasy stay in Mobile through November of next year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellengrath Gardens and Home. Magic Christmas and Lights, one of the nation's best outdoor light shows, is a Gulf Coast holiday tradition like no other. With more than 1,100 set pieces, 3 million lights, and 15 scenes on a walking tour throughout the 65-acre garden estate, it's guaranteed to get you into the holiday spirit. Open nightly from 5 to 9 through December 31st. Close Christmas and New Year's days. Purchase tickets at bellengrath.org.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans won their eighth game in a row by defeating the Tennessee Titans 34-17. Texans running back Lamar Miller had 162 yards rushing on only 12 carries, including a franchise record 97-yard run in the second quarter after the Texans stopped the Titans on 4th-and-1.
So now Lamar Miller able to get out of the hole. Miller, could he? Vaccaro's chasing. Lamar Miller all the way, wire to wire, 97 yards of glory.
That is the longest run in the NFL since Lamar Miller ran the same length for a touchdown in 2014 with the Dolphins. Miller is now the only player in league history with two career rushing touchdowns of 95 yards or longer. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota completed 22 of 23 passes for 303 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. He completed his first 19 passes before an incompletion with just more than a minute remaining in the game. Texans are now 8-3 after they began the season 0-3, while the Titans' record drops to 5-6. Yesterday was a busy day for another AFC South team. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett and benched starting quarterback Blake Bortles after the Jags dropped their seventh straight game on Sunday. Coach Doug Marrone said that backup quarterback Cody Kessler will take over for the rest of the season. Scott Milanovich will step into the role of offensive coordinator. Milanovich was hired as the team's quarterback coach last season after Hackett was promoted to offensive coordinator. And hours after that news, the league suspended running back Leonard Fournette one game for fighting in Jacksonville's loss to Buffalo on Sunday. Fournette left the sideline and threw a punch at Bills defensive end Shaq Lawson. In college football news, former Oklahoma Sooners coach Bob Stoops shot down rumors that Auburn University power brokers have met with him about replacing Gus Malzahn as the Tigers' head coach. Josh Moon of the Alabama Reporter and FootballScoop.com reported that some important people with Auburn met with Stoops a few weeks ago. Yesterday, Stoops adamantly denied those reports in an interview with USA Today. Mac Brown's headed back to North Carolina. ESPN reported Monday that Brown has agreed to terms to replace Larry Fedora as the next football head coach of the Tar Heels. Fedora was fired Sunday after going 45-43 in seven seasons at UNC. The longtime University of Texas coach Brown is 67 years old now. His record is 244-122-1 in 30 seasons as a head coach. The last 5 years, Brown has served as an ESPN college football analyst. He was 69-46-1 at North Carolina during his first stint from 1988 to 1997. Brown led the Tar Heels to winning seasons in each of his last 8 years, including top 10 finishes in the polls during his final two seasons in 96 and 97. And the Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday. First, they brought back former Brave Brian McCann with a one-year contract for $2 million. The 34-year-old catcher played for the Braves from 2005 to 2013. He's a seven-time All-Star and won a World Series with the Houston Astros in 2017. Then later yesterday, the Braves signed free agent third baseman and former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson to a one-year $23 million contract. The 32-year-old batted a combined 246 with 8 home runs and 23 RBI in 52 games for Cleveland and Toronto last season. He missed more than 3 months in the middle of the season with a lingering calf injury. Donaldson was born in Pensacola but moved to Mobile for high school and then played college baseball at Auburn. He's a 3-time All-Star and won the American League MVP Award in 2015. 10 minutes till 8 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This Saturday, come meet counselor, poet, and author Booker T. Smith Jr. as he shares readings from his new book, Poetry for Life, a book of inspirational poems about conflict in school, addiction, mental health, and delinquency. An Air Force veteran and graduate of the University of South Alabama, Mr. Smith was employed with the Alabama Department of Juvenile Justice for over 30 years. The Booker T. Smith book talk and reading is this Saturday morning at 10 at the Tolmanville Branch Library.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still there at Airport and Cody Road, but wreckers are on the scene. It's been a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've got some gusty winds, but nothing out of the ordinary. The school zone still busy the next 15 to 20 minutes, so watch your speed, back it down to 15 miles an hour. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality. That's warranted for 5 years. From sedation dentistry to same-day crowns, trust Advanced Dental Comfort. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Thinking about gift items. What about a service versus a thing? What about having 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out and get rid of your junk? You give that to your spouse. Give that very carefully to another family member. You can get the gift of organization once you get the junk out. And the nice thing is, my buddy Trey is doing that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK in Mobile and Baldwin counties, commercial, residential properties, even climbing the attic ladder stair thing with the creaky springs. They'll go up there and get that junk as well. Listen, even like, okay, you get stuff in the yard. Maybe you have a swing set in the yard or a playhouse, and your youngest child is starting graduate school. Maybe it's time to get rid of that stuff. They can haul that kind of junk away as well. You got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Easy to make an appointment, too, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 7:55, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Alrighty. I was just thinking about the fact that I was walking up the creaky stairs yesterday.
Yes. You're training the crew. We'll go up the creaky ladder stair thing into the attic and get your junk. That's the service we're talking about.
Yeah, right. You were right on target. I felt what you were talking about at that very moment. All right, thank you, Sean. When it comes to adopting children, families here in Alabama are setting records in a great way. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Monday. Numbers, according to the Alabama Department of Human Resources, says that a record number of children from our foster care system found permanent homes during the 2018 fiscal year. That fiscal year ended September the 30th. We're talking about 710 foster children who have been adopted. Now, this time last year, it was 509, and then in 2016, it was 502. So there are about 6,375 children in foster care in Alabama. DHR Commissioner Nancy Buckner says about 70% of those foster children, they did return to their biological families. And she is crediting on these great numbers to the joint effort from our juvenile court system, our probate judges, DHR, and other partners. Now to the news impacting your Zoom Zoom, Vroom Vroom, or your GM car.
Yeah.
Really the best way to say it. You're waking up to news this morning that General Motors is slashing 15% of their workforce here in North America, or about 10,000 jobs, with more than half to come in the U.S. They are getting rid of the production of the Buick LaCrosse, the Chevrolet Impala, and Cadillac CT6 sedans, as well as a Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid and the Chevy Cruze Compact. This is a $3.8 billion restructuring effort, which is aimed at, they say, refocusing their efforts on building autonomous and zero-emission vehicles. So production is being halted at plants in Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, and Ontario, Canada in 2019. Tough news to hear going into the holidays. And again, as I said last hour, you may think, well, I don't live in those places. But check your vehicle in which you drive. There are parts that come from different plants, and so this may impact your next purchase or your next lease vehicle. Just keeping you posted in your financial news. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting as well is the UAW is vowing to use every legal and contractual and collective bargaining avenue to fight these changes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the tough thing. Is it, you know, if the products are not selling, right? If it's not, and the president has said, you know, he's called out GM. He said, well, they ought to start figuring out something else to make.
Right.
Okay. And I would argue that GM's not completely without links to We the People, since they were part of some big bailout money as well. Mm-hmm. What's the responsibility? I mean, you would say for a regular business, it would be to make the products that sell, whether, you know, the people lose their jobs or not. But the president's calling on GM to employ those same folks building something out. What do you think? We'll talk about that some next hour. Coming up next hour, Quinn Hilliard joins us and talks about felons voting and an interesting person pushing this down in Florida. Coming right back.